This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Motherfucking Friday! Everybody's ready for the weekend! Weekend!
It's Friday! Friday!
How are we feeling, Sarah?
Oh, man.
You're in the home stretch.
I am in the home stretch. But I better get it together.
Yes.
Because.
Hungover.
And just looking at them jumping makes me more tired, but I am supposed to go to the Lamb of God and Mastodon show tomorrow.
What?
So, yeah, you guys, I'm about to be hard effing core. So partly I'm saying that so then I feel guilty to actually go and make it happen.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I think I'm going to.
Have you seen either of them before?
Never.
Oh, they both put on an amazing show. You're going to love it.
I'm a little, I'm a little nervous. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to picture you twerking to this. I just can't do it.
She can do it.
I mean, I can twerk to anything.
Also, I do believe that Randy Blythe of Lamb of God can jump higher than any other frontman. I stand by that statement.
Ooh. Oh, he puts on such a great performance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but
amazing.
I got to get a little pep in my step if I can handle all that.
Whether you want a pep in your step or not, I believe they'll make you have a pep in a step.
Okay.
They are heavy and they are aggressive.
Good. Because I need that.
Do you see the slight fear in her eyes, though?
The total fear.
Yes.
If anyone sees me, say hello and, like, smack me or something. I feel like that's the vibe. Let's get to John from Federal Way. John, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, John has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's roll.
Which element is commonly used in balloons and airships because it is lighter than air?
Helium.
Correct. What is the official sport of Washington State?
Lacrosse?
No.
Football?
No.
Soccer?
No. What is the name of the spinoff of That 70s Show?
That 80s Show?
No.
Pass.
What 9-to-5 singer recently announced she has a new beauty line on the way?
Dolly Parton.
Correct. What's the most common type of star found in our galaxy?
Red giant?
No.
White dwarf?
No.
White star?
Oh, no. Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works and will come out on what streaming site?
Netflix.
Correct. Tom Brady has the most Super Bowl rings, but what 2015 Football Hall of Fame inductee has the second most?
Oh, wow. Ben Roethlisberger?
No.
Pass.
Metallica had the 80s hit song titled Fade to What?
Black?
Correct. John,
oh, no.
You got 4 correct.
Oh, Oh, no.
Well, I mean, I don't think I would have done great at this either, but I do think Steve's going to know some of these.
Yes, and honestly, John almost knew the Star one and almost knew the 70s one. So he had a few close guesses, but yeah, I feel like Steve might have this.
I just want John to know that I would not have done well either. I want him to feel good.
That's really nice of you. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Which element is commonly used in balloons and airships because it is lighter than air?
Nitrous.
No.
Okay. Helium.
Correct. What is the official sport of Washington State?
Pickleball, baby.
Yes. What is the name of the spinoff of That 70s Show?
That 90s Show.
Correct. What 9-to-5 singer recently announced she has a new beauty
Dolly
line on
Parton,
the way?
Baby.
Yes. What's the most common type of star found in our galaxy?
What common kind of star? The North Star.
No.
The Star of David.
No.
Of the Big Dipper?
No. Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, the sun.
Is in the, no. Oh. Is in the works and will come out on what streaming site?
Oh, that has to be Netflix.
Sure is. Tom Brady has the most Super Bowl rings, but what 2015 Football Hall of Fame inductee has the second most?
2015 Hall. Joe Montana?
No.
No, he got inducted with that. Troy Aikman? No.
No.
I like how I already answered the question.
You're answering both.
Jeff Saturday.
No. Metallica had the 80s hit song titled Fade to What?
Black.
Correct. Who co-starred alongside Dwayne Johnson in the comedy Central Intelligence?
Mark Wahlberg.
No.
No. Will Ferrell.
No.
No. Kevin Hart.
There you go, but it's way too late. It doesn't matter, though, because you got 6 correct, which is a win 6-4. Sorry, John.
That's all right. Have a good weekend.
You too, John.
John almost got That 70s Show spinoff. He said That 80s Show.
Oh. Didn't they have a That 80s
Show? Well, there are a few texts coming in that there was a very short-lived spinoff called That 80s Show. They said there was only one episode.
It was that bad? It only lasted one episode?
What? They canceled it after one episode?
We'll give John that extra point, and it was 6-5.
But how bad are the ratings that they're like, you know, I know we already filmed, recorded, edited, ready to roll with, like, 8 more episodes, but no, we're cutting it. This sucks. This show sucks too much.
And, like, also, is that because no one tuned in, or they just got so much hate for it? Like, people tuned in.
Or like, both.
That is so sad.
We need more information.
He was very close with what's the most common type of star found in our galaxy.
Oh, galaxy.
Does that change your answers to you?
The Milky Way. No, it doesn't.
The answer is red dwarf stars.
Red dwarf.
He said white
dwarf.
He said white dwarf, and then he said
red star?
Red something. Yeah, he just didn't put them two together. Okay, Tom Brady has the most Super Bowl rings. Yeah, love or hate him, he's got the most. Who has the second most?
No.
Charles Haley.
Right on the tip of my tongue.
Ooh, I don't even know who the hell that is.
That's so sad. And he has the second most rings, and you don't even know who he is. And you finally got that, Kevin Hart.
Did you know before you found out this fun fact?
Do I know anything before I find out my fun facts from
Typically,
Google?
The answer is no.
We call her Sporty Sarah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations. You still won.
We have partnered up with Mary's Place once again this year to put brand new shoes on kids in need as they get ready to go back to school. And we are going strong, Kicks for Kids at KISW.com. We've got a goal of $20,000. Steve Miggs, how's it going?
It's still going slow. Rockaholic's got to step it up. Any amount will help. It could be $5. It could be $500. And a big shout out to Brandon Speed, who earlier this morning donated $20 for Kicks for Kids. Every amount will help.
Thank you so much, Rockaholics, for doing what you do. And let's get it done at KISW.com. We want our Rockaholics to give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK, because we have a very simple question. If you have ever been in a relationship, that is for you. 206-803-ROCK. Call in now. It is nothing dirty, but it is a very simple question. And we will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Daily Mix Show. Have you heard the latest trend in breakups?
Uh-oh.
People are now using their voice memo option on their phone to break up with somebody. Some people think that, you know, sending a text is really too cold, kind of a sad cop-out. But then a face-to-face chat might be too intimidating. So they are saying that this might be a middle ground.
I've never used the voice memo thing, and I hope never to. Whenever I get a voice memo from a friend, I'm like, oh, gosh. I don't know why, like, a voicemail doesn't bother me, but a voice memo does.
So Mary Honkus, she is a freelance writer who reached out to old flames of hers to see how they would feel about being let down over a 45-second voice clip. One of her exes said that it felt like you were taking a moment to be more thoughtful and caring for me, even though you were demolishing my self-esteem.
Okay.
And then another ex said that he prefers to talk in person, mostly for the possibility that you might get to hook up one last time.
Oh, so they just want to get laid.
Yeah, so of course, this brings us to want to ask a simple question of our rockaholics. And that simple question is this, Matthew in Linwood. We'll start with you. What is the worst way you were dumped? Or what is the worst way you dumped someone?
Oh, wow. This is pretty childish. I was in my early 20s. And so I convinced my best friend at the time, one of my workmates, to pretend that we were a bisexual gay couple and that we wanted my current girlfriend to join us for a threesome.
Oh, my God.
What if she said yes?
I don't know. I plan B then real quick.
That is amazing.
That's crazy, Matthew. Thanks for sharing.
That's very elaborate.
I do like that he prefaced it by saying it was childish because he was right.
Chloe and Kirkland, same question to you. What's the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
I was in this relationship with a guy for a week and he and I decided that we just weren't like going to be right for a relationship. We were better as friends. And so it was a nice mutual breakup. But then the next minute he was like, oh, I'm gay.
Did he say that just to kind of make it so that like he was doubling down, like, okay, now we're completely done? Or was he legit sharing information about him that you didn't know?
I think he was sharing information. I think I was the last woman he ever dated. I think he figured it out and was like, ooh, hate women, love men.
To this Chloe, she confirmed it. I'm done with women.
Crack the code.
Thanks, Chloe.
Daniel and Lacey, the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
Ooh, I would actually have to pick my high school girlfriend. She came up to me one day, sat me down, and was like, oh, yeah, Daniel, I hate to say this to you, but we can't be together anymore because I view you too much like a brother now.
Oh, no.
Oh, and we don't click on those thumbnails.
No. John, you're on Highway 101. What was the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
Well, it was kind of neither, really. So it's a funny little story. I was actually in the joints for a little while. Did a little time, and I ended up hooking up with the CO, and we got caught, and I went to the hole, and she got fired, and that's kind of all she wrote.
Wait, so you got in trouble because you went to the hole for going in the hole?
Hey,
cha cha cha! I'm here all night.
Justin in Ferndale, the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
Overtext.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. How'd they respond to that?
A quick call. Like, I text him, like, okay, I'll do this very, very heartfelt. And I get an immediate call. I'm like, ah, crap. Oh, no. I got to talk.
Now you got to do the thing you don't want to do, which is talk about it.
No, you just send them straight to voicemail. The relationship's over now.
Well, this has been a very exciting week for Metallica fans that listen to the Daily Mix show because we have been giving away tickets to the show at Lumen Field on Friday, August 30th, all week long. And if you want to win them today, all you have to do is be able to name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus. Do you think you could do that? 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1-second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're going to get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook this fine day, where Danny plays 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and your job is to guess what it is. This week, we have been playing for the highly coveted tickets to Metallica at Lumen Field on Friday, August 30th. And this morning, it is Tom from Olympia that will be playing for these tickets. Good morning, Tom. Tommy.
Good morning.
There
What's
you
up,
are.
Tom?
Tom, you've got to get both songs right to win
Hello?
The prize. Can
Hello?
You hear us? Tom? Tom, are you on
yeah,
mute?
I'm here.
There you are.
I'm here.
Okay. Got to get
no,
both.
I'm not on mute.
Okay, there's a weird delay.
I think you can't hear me.
I can't hear you, man. That's what we're trying to say. I don't know what's going on here.
Why? I don't know why you can't hear me.
Me neither.
What's wrong with my phone?
I have no idea what's wrong with your phone. I can't hear you, though.
Shoot.
Right?
I was about to say one of those words.
No, no, please don't curse. I would hear the curse word. I just can't hear anything else.
I'm putting him on hold. Should we go to our backup?
I feel like we heard him.
I don't know. I was having a lot of fun having a conversation with a guy I can't hear.
You know, he's going to say a bad word. It's up to you guys.
Let's try CJ. Yeah, something's
right.
wrong with Tom, there's a weird delay on your phone.
Yep.
Which is not going to work when playing this game.
No.
Because the way it works, CJ, is that you've got to get both songs right to win the prize. The first, you'll be on your own. And the second, this is where you can get shook. As a member of our show at random, we'll have to get it right for you. And if that doesn't work out, you're going to lose. And caller 9, we'll get the tickets instead. Let's see who you are playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
Right, the wheels are spinning. Have we even heard from CJ?
Oh.
Well, it just landed on you, Taryn.
CJ, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was like, we didn't even check to see if he was there. We just assumed he was.
I just had faith in CJ for some reason.
Well, CJ, the wheel has spun and it's landed on Taryn Daly. So you and T-Dog.
North End represent, CJ. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, here's your first clip.
Phew.
That's Metallica.
What song?
Enter Sandman.
Boom. CJ didn't even need help.
He needed nothing from
He's
me.
He's like, I got this. Hold my beer.
Okay, now the pressure's on.
It is.
All right, Danny. Let's go. Oh, let's one more time just for
funsies.
Oh. That would be Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
You know, I thought I'd make it easy since it's a Friday. We want to give these tickets away.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know what? We gave them away all week long. We never had a mishap.
Well, yeah, because we have no integrity. We'll basically spoon feed these tickets. But today, actually, we didn't need to do that. You guys crushed it. CJ, you're going to see Metallica.
Yeah! And sorry, Tom from Olympia.
More like sorry.
I'm in Mint Mobile.
It's like sorry, not sorry, man.
Oh, man. Congrats to CJ. Now, if there is something this morning that we have talked about, Rockaholics, that you, in turn, would like to talk about, it would be a great opportunity for you to call in 206-803-ROCK because we are checking in with the Rockaholics after Aerosmith.
The Daily Migs Show.
All morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat about, but we are doing that right now because we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in from this morning or if there's anything at all on your mind. 206-803-ROCK. Joe in Marysville, you're taking your son to his first concert on Tuesday, and what show would that be?
That is going to be Limp Bizkit.
Oh, hell yes.
so my son is 20, and he has an old soul for music, 80s, 90s. But this is going to be our first concert together, and I'm actually pretty stoked to see Corey Feldman.
Dude, you know, in a weird train wreck kind of way, I mean, granted, like, if we end up getting there late and we miss him, I'm not going to be heartbroken, but if we're there, I kind of want to see what it's all about.
Yeah, it's like watching a train wreck. You can't stop watching. I keep on YouTubing it, TikTok. Are you guys are going to be there, right?
You know it,
dude,
baby.
We are such dorks that, or losers, since it is Loserville that we'll be going to for this Limp Bizkit concert. We are taking the next day off because we plan on partying a little too hard.
Are you guys going to have a booth or anything, or are you guys just going to be hanging out?
You know, we should probably, like, we'll end up in a beer garden probably during Corey Feldman's set. I mean, we should probably, find a spot, and we'll let people know on Monday morning. But, like, I imagine we'd hang out in a beer garden, like, maybe, like, the band before Limp Bizkit. Is it Corey Feldman? I have no idea.
Bones. Bones is also playing. So I think it's Corey Feldman, Bones, Limp Bizkit.
But yeah, Joe, we'll make sure we announce it on Monday to let people know where we're going to be, because we want to hang out with our fellow biscuits. Is that what they're called?
Awesome.
I mean, it's better than our fellow limps.
Oh, yeah,
our
we limpies. Can't go with that.
Fellow limpies, what's up?
No.
Also, on Monday morning, we're going to give away our last pair of tickets to see Limp Bizkit, and we have quite possibly the dumbest radio game to give them away. We're going to break stuff on the radio.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
So if you have something cool that you want to break over the phone Monday morning at 7:30, if it sounds awesome, you'll win those tickets.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So be sure to tune in.
A woman was banned from flying on a plane for doing something that she swears that she did not do. And yes, it absolutely involves the Mile High Club. Ooh. She has the best alibi, and you're going to hear what it is at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a 24-year-old woman named Erin who is going viral because she found out that she was banned by American Airlines and wasn't allowed to fly when she got to the airlines. And this is because she allegedly joined the Mile High Club on her last flight. But she said that she never did that. And here's her explaining why.
I went to check into my flight on my phone and it didn't work. So when I got to the airport, I went to the kiosk and it also errored. I just went to the help desk and it errors for them too. And they're like, let us call someone and get it fixed. They get off the phone and she's like, actually been banned from flying American Airlines. And I was like, what did I get banned for? She was like, it's an issue of internal security. I can't tell you. I then finally get an email from corporate security telling me that I've been banned because I was having sexual relations with a man on a flight while intoxicated. Well, let me tell you, I am a 24-year-old lesbian. Finally hear back from corporate security. I get a call being like, hey, we've reviewed your case, so we're going to take you off the no-fly list. So I ended up on the American Airlines no-fly list by accident, and I'm now out $1,000.
What?
That was a lot going on right there.
Yeah.
So she got busted. Well, according to them, she was busted for joining the Mile High Club, and then she was on a no-fly list because of that?
Without her knowledge.
And then it turns out that she's not into dudes, so there was no way that she was having sex with a dude on the plane. And now she's out $1,000 because she paid for a ticket that she couldn't use.
But
yes.
How did they think that then? That's my question. Like,
they got her confused with another cute 24-year-old.
Maybe they're like, hey, whoever was in seat 69F, because that's a seat on a plane, right?
I get you.
Yeah. But whoever was in that seat was the one that was guilty of it, and maybe they got it. That's the only, like, some kind of a mix-up.
Weird.
Yeah.
Mile High Club, no?
No.
No?
No, but Kinky Danny over there.
Yeah, yes. Of course. Yeah, see, that was my one point over you this morning, Sarah.
Earlier we did a kink test, and it rates you on percentage, and Danny turned out to be the kinkiest member of the show.
Yeah.
By one point.
I can't even make eye contact with him anymore.
It changed the way I look at him.
Oh, like you didn't know.
No, I did. I honestly thought it could be any one of the three of you that were going to win. I knew for a fact, though, I was coming in dead last.
I was hoping we would just get a curveball. It's like Freaky Steve over here.
I was really surprised by your score, though.
I'll be honest. We did this king test, and you had to answer 70 questions. To be honest with you, I almost put no to all 70. Because I was like, no, I don't want to do that. No, that sounds like it would hurt somebody. No, that seems very inappropriate. Like, I just kept saying no, no, no. And there was a couple where I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't be. I mean, I don't want to do it, but if someone wanted to handcuff me, I'm not going to be that upset about it.
None of them sparked your interest or intrigue a little bit?
No.
Really?
Zero.
You're not like a public sex dude at all?
Was that on the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, so I definitely marked that one.
Yeah, I definitely marked that one. Yeah, that's how he got to his. That's how I got to the 8% Dom.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I'm Steve, not Dominic. I'm very confused by this entire survey that we took.
I don't even like how you said Dom. Dom.
How do you say it?
Dom.
Dom. Is that better?
So actually, yes.
Dom.
There
so what about subscription? Am I saying that one right?
Subscription. Okay.
Like and subscribe. People are pissed because they have to pay for Wi-Fi at a business. You're going to find out what that's all about during the Daily Mix download after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here. Yeah. Did you know that our friend Sarah is going to see Lamb of God and Mastodon this weekend?
Oh, good for you.
Do you have any pieces of advice for her? Because she's never seen either of these bands before.
No. Go enjoy yourself. They're fantastic.
Oh,
she's still struggling
that.
From a massive hangover from San Diego, though.
Oh, I... Get over it. Here's my advice. Have a
Excuse
couple of drinks.
Me?
Yeah. There's only two ways to beat a hangover, Sarah. Don't drink or don't stop.
I like that.
Okay. All right.
And if you want, I have a pair of Astodon shorts you can borrow and wear to the show.
For real?
For realsies, yeah.
Didn't your wife buy you those?
No. They came when the last album came out.
Oh, nice.
There was just like promo stuff, but she may have worn them. Jolene may have worn them, and I have definitely worn them.
Tony, don't eat three times used now.
Yeah.
All right.
Twice used.
Yeah,
probably
I mean,
not washed.
They're not,
that's fine.
They're not underwear. I also have a Mastodon shirt, but you don't want to wear that in public.
You know if you gave that to me, I totally would.
There were some clubs that we were at in San Diego,
Sarah,
that I
you
think,
wouldn't.
Yeah. No?
I assure you, you would not.
Oh, so it's not just the words Mastodon? It's
there is a photo that comes along with it.
Wow.
Wait, I think George should wear it.
No, Sarah, he should not.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you know, but the Mariners suck. They lost again to the Tigers 2-1. You got to get more than one hit to win ball games, even when your pitching is awesome. M's, they're in Pittsburgh today, so hopefully they can turn it around and continue this roller coaster of emotions that I've been going through all freaking season.
Hang on,
the highs
Tiger.
And the lows.
Yeah.
A coffee shop in New York is in the news because they are charging customers $10 a day to use their Wi-Fi.
What is this, a plane?
Right?
Right.
One resident took to TikTok, of course, to make the complaints about the new pricing model.
If you thought living in New York City was expensive, now we must pay to take our laptops out at coffee shops. And that's not free anymore. That's not a free right in our community. This place is charging $10 a day, $30 a month, or $300 a year. For you to be able to use your laptop that you pay for and sit there in their cafe to use their Wi-Fi.
Just a couple of points. One, I hate her. A lot. And it's unfortunate that in a city the size of New York, there's only one coffee shop where this poor woman can go and use the Wi-Fi. You know,
dude, I was like, that's
back to my previous point. She's awful.
So I was talking, I'm like, this is not your spokesperson. I want to pay $10 a day to never hear her talk again. This could be one of the weirder stories of the day. A 30-year-old Minnesota woman is facing assault charges because, well, she hit her boyfriend with her car while they were on their way to couples therapy.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's not working.
No, definitely. I think they broke up after that. Well, anyway, she was behind a wheel. They got into a massive argument. He's like, I can't do this anymore. Therapy's not going to help. We're breaking up. And she's like, all right, then get the hell out of the car. So then he gets out of the car, but he needs to cross the car to get wherever he has to go. So they make eye contact while she's sitting in the car. He's walking right by her. And what does she decide to do? Floor it and hits him.
Look, I don't want a victim shame, but he should have known better than to walk in front of that car.
I would have been like, you go first. You go first. Yeah. Get away from me. Yeah. He went flying in the air, landed on the windshield, broke the windshield, hurt his elbow. Thankfully, he's going to be fine. And I think thankfully he's no longer in that relationship.
Oh my God.
Awful. Hey, preseason game number two for the Seahawks. It's tomorrow. So go Hawks. Take on the Tennessee Titans. It's going to be 75 degrees today. It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.